anger and your enemy. Anger is negative, destructive, unwholesome type of force which we are capable of producing. The Buddha draws the parallel between anger and your enemy. Your enemy does not like you to be beautiful. Your enemy likes you to be very ugly and miserable. This is exactly what anger does to you. Anger has got this magical demonic power to turn you to a very ugly person, very miserable, horrible looking person. Have you ever seen your face when you were very angry and agitated? I believe many of us miss it. But I'm sure many of you have seen angry men and angry women. These pretty, beautiful ladies, when they are very angry and agitated, they will look so horrible. Handsome gentlemen will turn to be demons. You may be having your best makeup, cut your hair, trimmed and groomed, and having very expensive handbag, and best of your clothes, beautiful clothes and ornaments, and perhaps maybe driving a very luxurious car, having Rolex watch. But still in the best of these luxuries, you still look so ugly. Your enemy also does not like you to sleep peacefully. Your enemy likes if you were to lie in pain in the bed at night. Have you ever experienced a sleepless night, tossing and turning in your bed because you are agitated and angry for something, or you are angry with someone? Maybe you are sleeping in an aircon room on a comfortable bed, having clean bed sheets, pillows, posters around, but yet you will not sleep peacefully. This is exactly what the anger does to you. Anger is the agent of your enemy. Anger exactly does what the enemy wants to do to you. Your enemy does not like you to get success in life. Your enemy will like if you were to be a failure. When you have clear thinking, your enemy doesn't like it. But when you have clouded thinking, confused mind, your enemy will be happy. This is exactly what the anger does to you. When you are angry, agitated, your mind becomes confused. You do not understand what is right, what is wrong. You might perceive harmful things as beneficial, or beneficial things as harmful. Have you ever regretted after making stupid decisions when you were angry? People, they break up relationship with someone that truly loved them under the influence of anger and agitation. It is possible you might sign a wrong business deal when you were angry because you simply lose clarity of your thinking. Your enemy does not like you to be rich. Your enemy likes if you are very poor and miserable. Your enemy does not like you to achieve wealth in life. This is exactly what the anger does to you. When you are under the influence of anger, you may not make much progress in material world, in business world. If you are a service provider, because of your anger issues, the customers will run away. They will not come back. If you are a boss, the subordinates, those who are working under you, will suffer a lot. They will run away. They will not want to work with you. If you are a businessman, because of your anger issues, the other businessmen will not want to deal with you. You will lose business. If you are someone who is working for other people in the office, and because of your anger, you might create problems and you can be easily sacked, especially under this COVID-19. You'll be easily retrenched. So anger does exactly what your enemy wants to do to you. Your enemy also does not like you to be famous or popular. Your enemy will like if your name and reputation will tarnish, if you have bad name. When you are angry and agitated, and your behavior, your character will display hostility, eventually, among the people, you will be known as someone who is angry, agitated, hostile type of person. This is exactly what your enemy wants to do. Your enemy also does not like you to have so many friends. In fact, your enemy will be happy if you are left without any friends in your life. But this is exactly what anger does to you. When you are angry and agitated, all your friends will run away. You might have noticed, at times when you were angry, even your pet dog will run away or hide somewhere. Such is anger. And your friends, relatives, colleagues, they will not want to talk to you. When they see you coming from far, they will run away. Nobody likes to talk to an angry man or angry woman. If you are an angry boss, your staff will not have true love for you, true friendship for you. There might be people who are working for you, but they are just doing it for the sake of money. There might be some people who are still hanging around, but they will not have true friendship. This is exactly what your enemy wants to do to you. And your enemy wish you to be born in a lower realm after the death. Your enemy will not be happy that if you were to be born in the heaven. So enemy will wish, may he be born in a lower realm, bad destination, may he suffer after the death. But this is exactly what anger does to you. Under the influence of anger, human beings will create negative, destructive, unwholesome types of karmic forces, karmic energies. And these actions are recognized in Buddhist teachings as akusala karma, unskillful actions. Why they are known as unskillful? Because they are not worth of doing by a wise human being. So these unskillful actions, which are done through your thoughts, words, and physical actions under the influence of anger, they will bring you downward after the death. You will be born in a lower realm. Ida sochati, pecha sochati, papakari, ubhayatta sochati. The Buddha says, those who do evil, wicked, immoral actions, they will suffer in this life, they will suffer after the death. Anger will create violence. You may go to the extent to do violent activities. You might kill someone, injure, torture. You have seen how people behave when they are angry and agitated. So friends, do not let your enemy to use the agent of anger to control you. You must control your anger. Don't let anger to control you. Cultivate metta. Metta meditation is the best medicine for anger. When you are cultivating metta, you are cultivating the mind of a bodhisattva. You will have positive, constructive, wholesome power built within you. You will be able to face this demonic power of anger, and you will be able to destroy it completely. Those who cultivate metta in this life itself, which is diametrically opposed to anger, they will be beautiful. No matter wherever they are, no matter what they wear, what they eat, regardless of these external things, these people will be beautiful men and women. Wherever they are, they will sleep peacefully, and they will have clarity. They will have clear thinking. Those who practice metta, then they will get success in life. They will become rich. Whatever they want to do, they will do all these activities with clear mind and with right attitude and understanding. And they will become popular among the people. Everybody wants to talk to these people. Who doesn't want to talk to a person who is having a good mind, a wholesome mind? And these people will be surrounded by a lot of friends. Wherever they are, they will be surrounded by good people, wholesome people. Friends will come after them. And after the death, they will be born in the heaven. Uttaring appati vijjanto brahma lokuppago hoti. After the death, they will be born among the divine beings which are in a higher realm, which is called Brahmas. So friends, cultivate metta. This is the best solution for anger. However, no one can do it for you but yourself. The Buddha says, Natam mata pita kaira anye va picha nyataka Samma panihitang chittang seyo sonang tatokare. Neither mother nor father nor any other relative can do what a wholesome mind can do by transforming you to become a superior human being. So friends, cultivate metta, you will become a superior human being. Buddhism teach a very systematic method to uproot anger perfectly, permanently, and irreversibly. This is nothing but the Noble Eightfold Path. Those who practice this path eventually attain enlightenment by uprooting the anger completely from the mind. Those enlightened beings, they will live happily, peacefully, and blissfully here and now. Referring to this, the Buddha said, Susukang vata jivama verinesu averino, verinesu manussesu viharama averino. Indeed, we live happily without anger among those people who are full of anger. Amidst the men and women who are having anger, we live having completely eradicated anger. So this is the ideal state that we all want to achieve. But that is possible only through practice. So anger is your enemy. This enemy is within you. Work to destroy it. So I think this much is enough as a talk. Perhaps we can have a Q&A.